So we just spent some time in that regard. But I want also finally in the verse, note, it is God who does the delivering. Note how it reads. The Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. Now, people, it's so important where we're headed and seeing why do we celebrate the Lord's table over and over, just taking the principle from the Passover. But it is the Lord. It is the Lord your God who is the one who must deliver you. I want you to remember that. He is the one who delivers you out from the sinful condition that we find ourselves in. And he did it here by his work on the cross. He is the one who delivered us. This is crucial. That phrase. So we'll just come back to it. We'll leave it at that point and come back to it. Okay, they are to celebrate the Passover, commemorating, remembering when the Lord brought them out of Egypt. Just as we celebrate the communion and the Lord's table to remember the Lord what? Delivering us and saving us out from the judgment of sins. Now verse 2. And you shall sacrifice the Passover to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd in the place where the Lord chooses to establish his name. Note again, the Lord does it all. The Lord does all of these things here. This verse describes how they are to observe and celebrate the Passover by sacrificing the Passover lamb. They are to sacrifice to him the Lord their God. Now, the phrase from the flock and from the herd, Jesus Christ, the Passover lamb, is taken from what? He is taken from the nation. He is taken from the nation. As we've already studied in some detail, how they would take the lamb, and they would take that lamb and separate him from the others, and what would they be doing? They would observe him. They would observe. He had to be perfect. You couldn't, well, if we got to sacrifice one, huh, let's get that lamb out there, that sheep out there with a broken leg. No, it has to be perfect. It has to be your very best one. And so this is a picture in many respects that we studied of the person of Jesus Christ. He was to set aside and observe for 3 days. 3 year public ministry of Christ. And Christ was observed by the Jewish nation, watched by the Jewish nation. So this is the observing of the lamb. So observe the month, celebrate by sacrificing to the Lord your God from the flock and the herd to the place where the Lord chooses to establish his name. Boy, that's a powerful thing. The Lord chooses. Some night in some of our studies somewhere, we will study the whole history and the concept of the temple and the Ark of the Covenant. Some people have problems with some of the things about the Ark of the Covenant. Was there anything in the Holy of Holies at the time of Christ? Debatable. Debatable. And we could study why that's debatable. And we could do a lot of study, and it's very interesting that God never chose one thing about Solomon's temple. Not one thing. And it is not Solomon's temple who the Lord will choose to restore. Several passages says David's. And if we look in Scripture, we'll find David's was a little tent where the real Ark of the Covenant was. And it makes a nice, interesting thing. But the point I want to show you is the Lord does the choosing, not man. He chooses these things. It is we who by faith simply get into the flow of what he chooses. Now we come to verse 3. And this is why we're looking at this passage. You shall not eat leavened bread with it. The celebration of the Passover, you shall not eat leavened bread. All right, let's take a look at the leaven factor as far as our spiritual life is concerned. Just want to note 3 things about the leaven factor. 1, the insignificant quantity. The insignificant quantity of leaven required. Only a very little is needed for results. Only a very little is needed. Growing up with a whole bunch of boys in the house, we all had to learn how to cook. We had to learn how to clean house, and we had to learn how to do the yard. The only thing we didn't have to do